This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, refraining from bad companionship. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome everyone. You're listening to A to Z program. I'm your host, Hussein Hinzano. And in today's lesson, we are talking on how to refrain from a bad companionship. Now, I will start by saying that a bad companionship is not friendship. A bad companion is not a friend. Someone who is with you, you're together, no matter how close, no matter how long hours you spend together, so long as they're a bad companion, you cannot consider them as your friend, as someone you can live with and, you know, bring out a productive life from the two of you. It is possible that an innocent fellow with good habits and manners may meet a bad and uncultured fellow and, you know, and take him as a friend. Thereby, this particular person will be polluting his personality and he'll be polluting and destroying his reputation due to this relationship. Whenever you're a good person, you're meeting with a bad person, that bad person will destroy your personality, definitely. And definitely they are going to destroy your reputation and your habits. So how many times an innocent youth with good reputation turns into someone with bad morals and reputation due to his relationship with deviated friends? Mostly, he grows up to be a good person, he meets a bad person, and the bad person turns him into a bad person. So he becomes a criminal, an abnormal person, and then he becomes hated in the community, and also he becomes downgraded by others, or even a wanderer rambling around in the streets and avenues. Therefore, a bad companion is not a friend. Bad companionship is never a good friendship, because your friend is he who accompanies you and attracts good towards you.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.com.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to A to Z program from the IRB English Radio. In today's program, we're talking about how to refrain from a bad companionship. We are also saying that bad companionship, we've been saying that bad companionship brings about bad habits. And no matter how good you can be, whenever you're having bad companionship with you, it will definitely destroy your personality. It will degrade your personality and make it bad as the relationship goes on. He who creates bad things towards you, definitely he is turning you towards crime and deviation. You know, he's corrupting your path and he's corrupting your future. And definitely he is not your friend. He is not someone you need to stay away from them as far as possible. You need to say no to their relationship. Thus, the Holy Quran calls him an enemy. You know, the Holy Quran says in Surah 43, chapter 67, says, "Friends on that day will be foes one to another, except those who keep their duty." Here, the Holy Quran portrays the signs of regrets which befall man after dwelling into deviation and crime due to his association with bad companionship, association with bad friends. This man who becomes a sacrificial ram of bad companionship wishes that their relationship shouldn't have occurred in the first place, and that the distance between them should be in the most remote parts of the world. So while describing this kind of regret, we need to know that the bad companionship definitely is one of the main reasons that can make someone to turn from being good to being bad. And Allah Almighty subhanahu wa ta'ala has talked so much on this, and he said in the Holy Quran, "Oh, would that between me and you there were the distance of the east and the west, so evil is the associate. The Holy Prophet ﷺ described the feeling of those who associate themselves with good and bad people. He said, an example of a good companion and a bad companion is like the carrier of mask and a blower of bellows. The carrier of mask either guides you or you buy from him or you find a nice scent from him, but a blower of bellows either burns your clothes or you find a bad odor from him. So this definitely leads us to know that indeed whoever respects his personality needs to refrain, to keep himself, maintain his position in the society. He needs to keep himself far from bad companionship. All this because bad companionship makes you a bad person as well. Thank you so much for listening to this show. Fi amanillah. Until next episode, inshallah. Fi amanillah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.